I'll go to Bach, everyone. I want to share with you some beautiful thoughts from Rav Moshe Wolfson, Zecher Tzadik Bracha. And this is in an English book, Feast of Faith, taken from his Torah that he said. And upcoming Parsha Shemais, the first key really is to take the Avos with us. All the lessons we learn from the Avos, to keep it with us, to carry us through the Shemais Parshas. It's a very special time now. One of the things that's brought down, and he brings it down, and I made a PDF copy of it, of the idea of Shoivavim, that the Mekubalim say is a special, auspicious time for tshuva and rectifying things and doing things with mitzvahs and mais and tovim. And that forms a period of what we call Shoivavim, which is the Rosh Tevis of Shmois ve'erabai b'shalch yisrei mishpatim, and then an Ibiyar, when there's two others, they add Torah Tetzava to it. And that's the Parshas of Geula, from the span of, from the Golus, from the suffering, going to the Geula, to Har Sinai, to Kabbalah Satayra, and keeping the halachas of the Taira. So, as he says over here, we re-experience the Geula, our souls become free again from that Tuma, and it helps through doing Tshuva. And while Eld is a certain focus on Tshuva, during Shoivavim, there's also an idea of Tshuva, to affect and clean ourselves from the negative effects from the sins that we have. He brings down here that in early generations, people used to fast, self-afflict. These days, we can't do that. It's not the Avodah of Adar to do that. The Baal Shem Tov discussed it even then and certainly now. Rather, it's more a gentle way, more besimchadik way, not by afflicting our bodies, but by learning Torah in uninterrupted periods of time, greater efforts in Tefillah, working on Tznius, working on Kedusha, working on the purity of our speech, staying away from Lashon Hara, and working on the Ahavas Chinam, the idea of Ahavas Chinam, and which is the opposite of Chinam that brings the Geula. So that's one concept that he brings down here. Another concept he brings down is the idea, also made a PDF, it's Kedai to read it, but the idea is that we measure how we are based on the type of a Shabbos that we have. And the truth is we could use the 6 days of the week. Now it's Matzah Shabbos. Shabbos just left us, but we keep the heart of Shabbos with us to be mamshechet through the whole week. And what we do during the week to prepare with our ruchnias, yes, we have to work. We have to deal with mundane matters too, but we infuse in it Yira Shemayim, we infuse in it realizing we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, and we learn, and we daven, and we do chesed. Why? Because it's the Ratzon Hashem, because Hashem told us to do it, and because it's a mitzvah, and to have a simchas hachayim from doing the mitzvah. And in Shabbos, you should feel that oinig. You know, it's interesting, he brings a note over here that sometimes some people go through difficult tikufais. Maybe it's an asayin, maybe it's a tikkun. So just because a first person's feeling down sometimes doesn't mean that the neshama is in a bad place necessarily. Sometimes a person falls into a certain, what we call meichin dekatnas, a lower level, and our avodah there is to bring us up. But generally speaking, we do, Hashem opens it up for us, and we do feel that beauty of our neshamas when we do mitzvah semais and tayvim, and that light comes to us, and the way we experience Shabbos is a litmus test of how we feel. So it's kedai during their whole week to prepare for that, to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh, to bring Shabbos into the menuchas hanefesh of emunah b'tochen into every day of the week, so that Shabbos is extremely and especially meaningful. Another yesod he says over here is pertaining the name of a person. Shemais is the Indian of name. Name really means calling. Name means shlichus. Every person is brought down to the name is with Ruach HaKodesh. It touches our essence. It's brought down from Gedolim, from that when you want to test how deep a coma patient is, they call their names. Or when they're sleeping, you call their name. It touches upon an amazing part of the neshama, which they have things to accomplish. Now, we should not get confused. He explains that the name, let's say Shimon, there are different, many Shimons with different personalities, even though it's the same name, but there's certain tzirufim of the names that are meaningful, that have beauty in it in each Shimon or each mayor or each Yehuda, that even though they are different, so this answers the question. There's so many people named Reuven and they're so different from one another. There is a certain point of similarity that really deep people could figure it out. But the bottom line is that based on the tzirufim of the name and the way in Kabbalistically deep meaning of a name, that each one has a different mission. Now, he points out, interesting, that there was a Shimon HaTzadik, which was the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, named Shimon, that was a big tzadik. A few hundred later, there was someone called Shimon HaParetz, who was the chief of the Bar Yonim, who rebelled against Rome, and also went against the Chachamim. So how does that work? So he says, very interesting, this is Rav Moshe Wolfson, he says that in Lashon Kodesh is the way Hashem created the world, has infinite depth. So the same word has multiple meanings because it could be arranged different ways, interpreted different ways, similar to what I just said. And therefore, there's a Shimon that is born to be a sage. That's the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. That was Shimon HaTzadik. He was born and destined, and he fulfilled his shlichus to be a Shimon HaTzadik. The other Shimon that was born to a general, now he also had Bechira. He could have listened to the Chachamim. He could have been Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. But he was meant not to be someone who it was a sage for the for Klal Yisrael in that role. His role was to be the general in that time, but to use it properly. So everyone has bechira. So the Shimon that was a general could have been a tzaddik just as much as the Shimon from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was a tzaddik, but it's a different role. It's a different role. Each Shimon has a different mission. Each person has a different mission in life. And that should be very, very liberating. The Shemus over here are Shemus of Geula. Each person could find their name in this parsha. It brings down a beautiful story from the Tver Shleimer, the Shleimer Radamsk, that a chassid set out on a journey and said, mention my name to the Rebbe. For Refuah Shleimus, his friend asked him, and the chassid told the Rebbe about his friend who was seriously ill and needed a refuah. And had asked to mention the name, but he had forgotten the name. And the Shlomo Radomsk said, perhaps his name was Chaim Yankel. He says, yeah, that was his name, Chaim Yankel. He remembered that that was his name. And perhaps his mother's name was Cyril, the Rebbe said. Oh, yes, Mama, she have Ruach HaKodesh. His name was Cyril. Her name was Cyril, so it was Chaim Yankel ben Cyril. So as the Rebbe knew the name and reminded the Chassid, oh, that was the name my friend told me his name was. And he said, that's Ruach HaKodesh. So Shlomo Radon said, that's not Ruach HaKodesh. We have a Sefer Shemais, where all names can be found. And whenever I need a name, I look through the Sefer, and I come upon the Sefer through the Tzuruf, and I see what I need. So while Rav Shlomo Radon certainly had Ruach HaKodesh, but here was an even greater feat, the ability to learn Chumash thoroughly enough to know and to feel its deepest secrets. Each person's name can be found in Parshas Shemais. Each person's shlichus. So this is the idea of, as we go through Shoivavim, to work through whatever tikkunim we need to do with a simcha, with a menuchas hanefesh, not with bashing, but with just lifting ourselves up to fulfill the calling that we need to do with our name to fulfill our mission in life, and to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for Siyata Deshmaya to be able to do that for us, to give us that kayach and the ability to understand what our shlichus is in this world and to fulfill it in the most beautiful way. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Should we a lot of mazel and bracha and simchas and refuas and yeshuas to all of Klal Yisrael b'chamakayim shehem.